Good morning and welcome to the Jacobima podcast. It's our privilege to welcome you again once more in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. So before we go further, let us pray and welcome the presence of God. Lord Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence. We welcome your power. We welcome your grace, your favor upon our lives. Lord, as we want to talk about the things of the Spirit, Lord, we pray that you help us to understand them in the Spirit, for we express spiritual knowledge, spiritual truth with spiritual words. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we avail our heart. Lord, we pray that you come into our heart, open our ears of the Spirit, that we may understand things of the Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you very much for tuning in. Today we want to talk about the heart, part two. So what is so important about the heart? We understand that Christianity is something of the heart, for a man can say I'm a Christian but yet in the heart is not. A man can say I'm a pastor but yet in the heart he is not. A man can say I'm an evangelist but yet in the heart is not. That's why you hear a lot of times people say, ah, this person does not have a good heart. What does that mean? It means the attitude of the heart, or what they are saying to be, is not what comes from their heart. For the Bible says, by their fruit they shall be known. Fruit meaning by the attitude of the heart, by the state of our heart, we shall be known. Let's read from the book of John chapter 3. We're going to read the verse 5. This is the conversation between Jesus Christ and Nicodemus. Nicodemus went in the middle of the night to try and find out more about the ministry of Jesus Christ, about the mystery of the things of God. Though he was a teacher of the law, but there are certain things that he did not understand, because they were teaching the law in a body and flesh, but not in the spirit, because we are expecting spiritual things with spiritual wisdom. So let's read from the book of John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the spirit. For flesh gives birth to the flesh, and the spirit gives birth to the spirit. Nicodemus did not understand how come a man can be born again. He understood it like, okay, is it fleshly that a man must go back into his mother's womb and be born again? Because he was looking at things of God in the fleshly aspect, whereas the things of God are things of the heart. Christianity is things of the heart. That's why Jesus Christ said you must be born of the Spirit and born of water. Born of the Spirit means when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. The Bible says from the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 9 that it is with our heart we believe, we are justified, and with our mouth we confess and we are saved. So when we believe in our heart, there is transformation of soul and heart. There is transformation. We're living from that old person, becoming a new person. Once we receive Jesus Christ, we become new creature in Christ Jesus. The Bible says those who are in Christ Jesus, they are new creature. All things have passed, now everything is new. So meaning there is now transformation of heart. We're becoming new person. We're becoming born again from the heart. That's why it is very important that the heart must be transformed. You may say I'm a Christian, but if there's no transformation of the heart, we are wasting our time. The Bible says in the book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 28, that God looks at the attitude of the heart and reward everyone according to his conduct. Is more interested in the attitude of the heart. Everything you do is more interested in what the heart says about your action. If you help somebody, do you help somebody from the heart? If you greet somebody, are you greeting them from the heart? Is more interested in the attitude of the heart. That's why he said, unless you are born of the Spirit, unless your spirit agrees with you. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 7, verse 38, it says, whoever believes in me, as a scripture, the spring of living water shall flow from within him. The spring of living water, meaning good things shall flow from within him. Once you are transformed, once you are new, a creature born again in Christ Jesus, there is a new attitude, there is a new aspect, there is peace, there is joy. From you shall flow the spring of living water. From you shall flow good things that will help others, good things that will assist others, good things that will bring joy to others. You become now a channel of God to help others. Christianity is something of the heart. God looks at the heart. The attitude is more interested in the attitude of the heart, and reward us according to our conduct, according to our attitude of the heart. We may profess Christianity, but our heart does not show. Our heart does not display. So there need to be a total reformation. There need to be a total change of our heart and attitude. There need to be a total reformation for us to show ourselves as we are Christian. Remember, it is by our fruit that we shall be known. Whatever springs from the heart, the heart is the man himself. The Bible says, within us, we are being transformed to become like Jesus Christ. In us, there is a temple being built where God will dwell by his Spirit. He's more interested in the purity of the heart. The Bible says, above all, guard your heart. Guard your heart, because the heart is very sensitive. The heart is what God is interested in. In the book of Romans chapter 14, the Bible tells us, whatever that does not come from faith is the sin. Meaning that whatever that does not come from the good heart, whatever that does not come from heart, becomes a sin. So it is very important to guard our heart. It is very important to protect our heart, so that whatever that comes from the heart, from the spirit, is not a sin, but it is an action that glorifies God. Whatever comes from your heart become actions that are glorifying, bringing glory to God, building the kingdom of God. In our heart, we are being transformed in the likeness of Jesus Christ. God is more interested in the attitude of our heart. May the Lord bless you. And I pray that God helps you, that everything you do may come from the good heart, may come from your heart. Thank you very much for tuning in. May the Lord bless you. We're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, we pray that you help us, Father, to be transformed in our heart, to become more like Jesus Christ. To be transformed in our heart, to become the people, Father, that you want us to be, just as Nicodemus asked. Lord, that you answered him that you must be born again. Lord Jesus, we pray, Father, that help us to be truly be born again, born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit, in Jesus' name. Lord, help us, transform us, Lord, to become, Lord, people that you want us to be, people that will bless others, people that will help others, people that will assist others with action that comes from our heart. For you search every heart and reward us according to the attitude of the heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. May Lord bless you for tuning in. And then please, we pray that you may share this message with other people around you that will be blessed through this short message. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the Jacob Wimba podcast. Yes, we are excited, for it is our privilege to welcome you again in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, the Lord Jesus Christ will do wonders and I will perform miracles in your life. Today, Jesus Christ wants to bring his peace into your heart in Jesus' name. So before we go further, let us pray first. Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for this wonderful time, this wonderful moment, this wonderful opportunity for us to share your word. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you lead us, you guide us, direct us, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you speak through us in our weaknesses, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray for those who are listening, let them listen, Lord, with the ear of the Spirit, with the open-minded, with the heart that is ready to receive from you. In Jesus' name, we pray and say, amen, amen, amen. Thank you. It's so exciting again to be in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the message we have today, it is about the love for God that brings peace. Yes, the love for God that brings peace in our heart. We know clearly the Bible says in the book of John chapter 14:27. We may jump into that quickly, for we don't have much time. So John chapter 14 verse 27. Those who have got the Bible, you can go with me. Let's read in the name of Jesus Christ. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid. That is Jesus Christ telling your disciples. Whatever Jesus Christ saying to the disciples, if it's good for them, it's equally good for us. He's saying clearly, the peace I give, my peace is not like the world gives. So by that, we understand that the peace that Jesus Christ gives, so there is another peace that the world also gives. The peace of Jesus Christ that he lives with us is not like the world is giving us. So we know that there is also a certain kind of peace in the world. There is a certain kind of peace that the world gives. But that peace is not like the peace of Jesus Christ, which is different. Because the devil only copies for what he has seen from God. He also does the same thing. Jesus Christ gives peace, he also gives peace. But the peace of Jesus Christ is different from the peace that the world gives. That peace of Jesus Christ is only reserved for those who are seeking him diligently. It's only reserved for those who are pure in heart. It's only reserved for those who deeply love him and seek Jesus Christ day and night. That is peace reserved to them. That peace of God does not come with anxiety. That peace of God does not come with trouble, with stress. He gives the peace, not like the world does give the peace. It's different. The world gives you the peace, but that peace is not permanent. That peace is temporary. We've seen so many stars of this world, so many generals of this world, so many famous people of this world who had everything they wanted, access to money, access to this, access to that, very famous. By the end of the day, we hear about these people kill themselves. They committed suicide. They become suicidal. Why is it that they are committing suicide if they have everything that we need to live down here? That they believe gives them peace. People are chasing after their own righteousness. People are chasing after fame. People are chasing after things that are temporary and not permanent. In the process, missing out the peace of God. In the process, what they've achieved, what they want to achieve, they realize that within their hearts, the peace of God does not exist. Peace of God is only reserved to those who are seeking him diligently. It's only reserved to those who are worshiping him in the truth and in the spirit. That's why he said, the peace I live with you is not like the peace that the world has. Those who are spending their lives chasing after fame, chasing after things of this world, they are losing themselves in the process. But those who are chasing after Jesus Christ to know his ways, to please him, those ones are receiving peace in their hearts. The Bible says, when you give your problems into the hand of God, he will give the peace into your heart. You might be going through trouble. You might be going through anxieties. You might be going through problems. But knowing that you have Jesus Christ, that is peace enough. According to the book of Psalm chapter 23, verse 4. Though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for I know Jesus is with me. I fear no evil, for I know the peace of God is with me. When I'm going through anxieties, when I'm going through trouble, when I'm going through setback, when I'm going through limitations, when I'm going through failures, I have no anxiety in my heart. I'm not anxious. I've got peace of God, for I know whatever I'm going through, it is temporary, is not permanent. For the peace of God, Jesus Christ being with me, is equal to his peace. Though I'm walking through the valley of darkness, of death, of evil, of anxiety, of shortcomings, of failures, I know Jesus Christ is on my side. I know this situation is not permanent, but this situation is temporary. And very soon I'll be out of this situation, knowing that Jesus Christ is with me, knowing that this situation is not permanent. In itself, I've got peace of heart. Do you have the peace of heart? Are you chasing after the world, after the fame, after money, while losing your heart in the process, while losing your peace in the process? Or are you chasing Jesus Christ so that you may gain everything else? The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else shall be added unto you. That equally means seek first Jesus Christ. Seek first his peace. When you have the peace of God, everything else shall be added unto you. Do you have the peace of God? If you are a true Christian, true born again, why do you have so much anxiety? Why are you fearing? Why are you not sleeping at night because of your shortcomings? Because of your failures, because of lack of this and lack of that, why are you afraid? Know that Jesus Christ is with you. That is enough. That is the confidence we have that whatever we're going through is not permanently. Though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for I know Jesus Christ is going with me. Jesus Christ is waiting for me on the other side of my obedience. And say, come, my son. Come, my daughter. Everything that your life depends on is right here. The essentials of life are here with me. Knowing that already is enough peace. The word of God settles peace in our heart. When we seek God, when we walk with him, we have a peace that derives from the relationship with God. That peace that settles all matter. That peace that gives assurance of heart. That peace that gives the security of his presence. That peace that gives us the security of life. It is in Christ Jesus. Are you chasing after fame? Are you chasing after money? Or are you chasing after Jesus Christ so that you may receive his peace? The Bible says in the book of 1 Kings chapter 19, you can read from chapter 19, read from 10 to 18. This prophet Isaiah was running away from Jezebel. He was under anxiety. He was under trouble and tribulation because he was afraid he was going to be killed. He was running away. The Bible says when he went into the mountain into hiding, the presence of God was revealed to him. The presence of God, the peace of God came upon his heart. And God said to him, you must go back exactly in the very same way you were running from. Go back. Where you are coming from, where you are running away from, go back there, because here the peace peace of God that settles all matter, the peace of God that is above everything else. The Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, cast out all anxiety unto God, and he shall give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. Situation where you are going through troubles and tribulations. Some people are crying, but you are quiet. You are laughing, for you know the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in this world. You know the one who's supporting you, the one who's going through the trouble with you, is greater than the one who is in this world. Situations that some might have gone through and died. But you say to yourself, I will not die because I know Jesus Christ is with me. Because I know the peace of God is going with me. That very same situation, that very same trail that you are going through, maybe your family member might have gone through that and they passed away. Maybe your friend might have gone through the same situation and failed. But when you are going through the same situation, yours is different. It's not like others, because the power of Jesus Christ, the peace of God, is going with you. Just like Elijah, Jesus Christ, after he met his presence, after he found the presence of God, he actually received the peace. He received courage and strength to go back and face that very same situation he was running from. If you're going through a tough situation right now, thinking yourself, what is next? What am I supposed to do? Know that Jesus Christ is ready to walk with you. Jesus Christ is ready to carry you through and to give you that peace of heart. The most important thing is dedicate yourself to seek first to please God. Love him wholeheartedly, for he knows every heart. He knows the motive behind every prayer. He knows the motives behind every deed and conduct of the heart, every action. He knows exactly, and he rewards everyone according to their deed and their conduct. Billions of prayers are sent to God every single day. Billions of prayers are prayed every day, but it is fewer being answered according to the conduct of the heart. God looks at the hearts that prays and answers accordingly. Are you seeking God to please him in all righteousness? Seek to please him first in all righteousness. Do the things you're supposed to do, and God will give you his peace in your heart. For we know even when we are going, we know Jesus Christ is waiting for us on the other side. If we are ready to die, that means we are ready to leave. For we are not afraid. Where we are going, Jesus is waiting for us. Where we are going, Jesus is there with us. Whatever situation we are going through, be it sickness, disease, be it shortcoming, we are not afraid, for we know Jesus Christ is with us. For we know this situation is not like others. This situation is to strengthen our relationship with God. This situation is to make us strong again, to strengthen our position in God. And we have the peace of heart, the peace that settles all matter. Knowing Jesus Christ, knowing his truth, knowing the gospel of Christ settles all matter through the peace of God that he gives in our heart. Isaiah said, I've been zealous for God. All the other prophets have been killed, but God tells me, go back to the very same way you're coming from. He was afraid. They sent him back to the very same way he was coming from. Sent him back. He was afraid, but Jesus Christ told him, you must go back. Do not be afraid. He had to go back to the very same way he came from, because God gave him peace in his heart. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek to love him first. Seek to please him first, and he will give his peace in your heart. Are you seeking for the peace of God today? Seek his kingdom first. It does not matter your doubt. If you are doubting, just like Elijah was doubting, just Elijah was running, anxiety, didn't know what to do. But in the end, he found the peace of God. God does not mind your doubt. God does not mind it. As long as that doubt will take you to his presence, as long as that doubt will produce his peace for you, he does not mind. He said, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world there will be trouble and tribulations. That's what he says. There will be trouble and tribulations. When we are going through trouble, when we are going through tribulations, when we know Jesus Christ is going with us, when we know we've loved him, we are seeking for the kingdom of God, we have peace that settles all matter. We have peace. We have the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding. I don't know what you are going through. I don't know what you are facing. All I know that Jesus Christ wants to put his peace in your heart. I don't know what situation you've been through before. Maybe you might be going through the same situation again. All I can tell you is Jesus Christ wants to put his peace into your heart. Jesus Christ wants to settle all matter for you. Are you ready to seek him? Are you ready to love him wholeheartedly? That's the big question mark. Thank you very much for listening to this message. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, when we put our problems into your hand, Father, you give us your peace into our heart. Lord Jesus, here we are. Here are your children. Lord, we bring our problems into your hand. Father, give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, teach us to know, Father, whatever we are going through, you are going with us. Whatever we are going through, Father, you are going with us. You will never leave us nor forsake us. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Father, for that assurance of your presence. That's peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for those who are sick. Because I know the presence of God is here, Lord. I know the prayer of righteousness avail the power of God. The prayer of the righteous man avail the power of God to act. Avail the power of God to heal, to deliver. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, cast out every anxiety in the name of Jesus. Deliver your people from setback, limitation, pain of the past, bitterness, envy, jealousy. That is not bringing peace to their heart. Lord, I say let them be delivered in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bless your name. We bless your holy name. We bless your mighty presence. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you very much for taking time to listen to this podcast and to pray along with us. May the Lord bless you, and I'll pray and ask you that you may send this prayer, this message to anyone who will be blessed through this. You might know anyone in your circles going through tough situations, thinking what next, what next, what next. This message will settle all peace. This message will settle all matters. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord bless you until we meet again. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the Jacob Member Podcast. Yes, it is our privilege to welcome you again in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are so blessed to have you again tuning into our podcast. May the Lord bless you so much. Before we go further, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless your holy name. We bless your grace, mercy upon our lives. Lord, we recognize, Father, that if it wasn't for you, Lord, we wouldn't have been where we are. But your grace is seen us through. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Continue to speak through us. Continue to reveal to us the mystery of the kingdom of heaven through your word, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, 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 and amen. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we thank God for your life. We thank God that we believe you've been blessed so much through these messages, and we pray of you that you may also share with others that will also be blessed through these messages in the name of Jesus Christ. And I believe today it's going to be a great day. I believe this message will bless your heart. This message will change things in your heart, for I know Jesus Christ is on his way to you to bless you, to change your situation in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Today we're going to talk about the love of God that brings peace. Yes, the love of God that brings peace. So we're going to go to the book of John chapter 14. If you have your Bible, please tune with me to John chapter 14. Let's read first chapter verse 1. Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me, that Jesus Christ speaking. Then we go chapter 14. We read now verse 27, and we read in the name of Jesus Christ. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid. For the second time, Jesus Christ in the very same chapter is saying, do not let your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid. So we're going to read again in the same book of John, chapter 16. Now we read verse 33. I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you'll have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Very well said. The Bible says Jesus Christ is telling to his disciples that do not be troubled. Do not let your heart be troubled. That means Jesus knew. He knows our lives. He knows that in the certain times of our lives, we'll have trouble, we'll have tribulations, things that will shake up our faith, things that will put a big question mark on our beliefs. That's why he said, do not be troubled. Do not let your heart be troubled, for he knew there will be trouble. That's why he said again, I believe when I come, I shall find faith. For he knew very well there are things that will shake us, things that we are seeing, things that we are hearing, experiencing, that are not in line with the word of God, that are not consistent with the word of God. We are talking about peace of God that comes when you love God so much. That's when you receive the peace of God. The Bible says, those who are pure in heart, those are the one who shall see God. Those who are pure in heart, those are the one who will have access to the peace of God. The Bible says clearly that Jesus is saying, the peace I leave with you is not like the world gives you. So we may understand by that there is a certain type of peace that the world gives. There is a certain type of peace that is different from the peace that Jesus Christ is giving us. Otherwise, Jesus Christ was not going to say, the peace I leave with you is not like the world gives you peace. So the world gives also peace in a certain way. We'll find that people, they are longing to gain wealth. They are longing to gain material things. And in the sense, it's giving them peace. But we know that peace is not like the peace of God. That peace they are getting is the peace that is temporary. But the peace that comes when you love God is the peace that will remain eternally. Is the peace that will remain permanently. The book of Romans chapter 8 verse 6 is saying as a sinful man or a sinful mind of a man is death. But a mind controlled by God is life and peace. So we understand that when we are controlled by sinful behavior, by sinful things, we have a kind of a peace that the world gives. We are content at that moment with things that we are doing that are not inconsistent with the word of God. So that mind is only death. That's what we understand, and we see a lot of generals of this world, a lot of superstars, amazing people of this world who have gained everything about this world, who have millions and billions of money, who have got houses, who have got several things, private jet and this and that. The end of the day, we learn about these things, these people rather kill themselves. These people are suicidal. How can you explain that? Most of the time we wonder, how can this person kill himself? How can he kill himself? He has everything. He seemed to be happy. He seemed to be excited. But we're forgetting that these people, they're like a tomb. When we see from outside, it's well maintained. It's well designed. It's clean. But inside, it is rotten because they lack the peace of God. They chase after things, after material of this world. That's what the Bible says, a mind of a man that is controlled by sin is death. So within these people, there is only death. There is only suicidal ideas. There's no peace of God that is reigning there. But a mind controlled by the Spirit of God, it is life and peace. God gives you life. Not that He gives you eternal life, but He also gives you eternal peace. Are you going through trouble today? How is the state of your mind? How is the state of your heart? There is only peace in Christ Jesus. When you turn to love more God, when you turn to read His Bible, to experience, when you're taking a journey with the Lord Jesus Christ, there is a kind of peace that you'll have, a kind of peace that nobody will understand. You might be going through tough situations. You might be going through a rough patch, but there could be another person who's going through the same situation that you are going through. But you will have the peace of God. They will not have that peace. There are people who maybe they did not pass their matric exams. They ended up killing themselves. But there are other people as well who did not pass their matric exams, but they are still alive. They are happy. They have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They have placed their love on Jesus Christ. They love God and God has given them peace. Remember this peace we are talking about. Those who have access to this peace are only those who are pure in heart. Are only those who are seeking God diligently. Those are the ones who can have peace. That's what we are talking about. The Bible says, as we read, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. What are these things that Jesus Christ has told us? These things, it is the word of God. It is His word. When you read His word, even though trouble may come, you have the peace of God, for you know what the word of God says. You know you are living inconsistent with the word of God. Rather than out of the word of God, you know Jesus Christ said, do not be troubled. Jesus Christ said, cheer up. Jesus Christ said, be strong. In whatever situation you're going through, be strong, for I am with you. That in itself, it gives you peace of heart. Though you may lack money, though you may going through sickness, disease is not like others. In the book of Psalm chapter 23 verse 4, David is saying, though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for I know you are with me. So though we're walking through the valley of shadow of death, though we're walking through sickness, through disease, through shortcoming, through stress, we do not be troubled. We shall not be troubled, for we know Jesus Christ is going with us. When you are going through pain, when you are going through disease, when you are going through trouble, knowing that Jesus Christ is with you, that alone settles peace. The Bible says the right knowledge of God settles peace in our heart. When you know, when you've got the right knowledge about Jesus Christ, when you got the right knowledge about what the word of God says concerning your situation, concerning your anxiety, concerning your trouble, that alone shall bring peace upon your life. The peace of God we are talking, it's only reserved for those who are pure in heart. Those who are pure in heart, those who are obeying His word, those who love God, those who seek Him day and night, those who pray, those who meditate upon His word, those who feed their soul with the word of God, that peace reserved to them only. If you are not living inconsistent with the word of God, know that that peace, you'll never have access to it. Nobody can run away with the peace of God. You may be having money, you may be having this, having that, enjoying life the way you know best. But know that That is a temporary. There is something he's always going to lack. There is something that you're always going to have, that peace of God that nobody can buy it. If the peace of God people can buy it, how much, how is it so that people with money, millions, people have got material things, generals of this world, amazing people, superstars, they ended up killing themselves. These people are trouble. These people were trouble somehow. They lack the peace of God. For a mind that is troubled, is only death in that mind. The mind that is controlled by sinful behavior is death. But the mind controlled by the Holy Spirit is life and peace. Are you going to accept today that you be controlled by the Holy Spirit? Are you going to start digging into the Word of God so you can trade your sickness, your disease with the peace of God? In the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, the Bible says clearly that when we give our problems to God, when we lay our problem at His feet, He shall give us His peace into our hearts in exchange. Whatever you may be going through, know that the peace of God is available. When you love God so deeply, He shall give you His peace. When you love God so deeply, you will not worry about the happenings around you. You have the peace of God covering you. That's what the Bible says. Firstly, let's seek the kingdom of God, and everything else shall be added on afterward. That means let's forget about our trouble. Let's forget our sickness, about disease. Let's seek first the face of God, the kingdom of heaven, and everything else shall be given to us. That means equally meaning that the peace of God shall follow later. Though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I fear no evil. When you know God, when you have the right knowledge of God that settles peace, you will know that the disease you are going through, though another person might have went through and lost their life, but for you, you know this is for the glory of God. For you, you know this is not like others. This is to strengthen my determination for God, my desire for God. This is to give me a perfect future. God is holding me back. He's preserving me. I have the peace. I will not die. I have the peace. I will not fail. I have the peace of God that settles everything, that settles all matter, that gives success, that gives a better future. These are only reserved for those who love God, for those who seek Him, for those who are pure in heart. If you are not pure in heart, remember that troubles will kill you. If you do not have a pure heart, remember that circumstances of life will take you out. But if you have God in your heart, you trade your fear for the peace of God. You trade your shortcoming for the peace of God. You trade everything else for the peace of God. You give it into God's hand for the peace. You can read from the book of 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 10 to 18. We learn about the prophet Elijah. Prophet Elijah, after calling fire coming from heaven and consuming the sacrifice, including water, the Bible says, and he killed the prophet of Baal. Now Jezebel, who was the queen that time, was chasing after him, wanting to kill the prophet. The prophet ran away. He ran and go into hiding. The Bible says Jesus, the voice of God, came to him looking for him and asked him to come out of the rock so God can speak to him. The Bible tells us well that there was a wind that came. There was an earthquake. There was a fire. He thought maybe God can be in fire. God can be in earthquake, but God was not there, because these are troubles of life. But the Bible says when there was a small wind, a peaceful wind, a quiet wind, that's when the presence of God came. That quiet wind, that peaceful wind, that is God Himself. You might be going through trouble like the prophet Elijah, running away from life, running away from things that are overtaking you. Know that in that, when you seek the presence of God, when God comes upon you, you receive that peace. When the presence of God is upon you, you receive that peace. You will be encouraged to follow. You will be encouraged to go back and face whatever situation you are running away from. The Bible says Elijah was strengthened. Prophet Elijah was strengthened. God gave him courage and said to him, go back the very same way you're running from. He went back, for he had the peace of God. Though he knew they are looking on killing him, he wasn't afraid of that because the peace of God was accompanying him. There might be people who have put money onto your life. I don't know what you are going through. But remember that the right knowledge of God, which is through his word, settles all matter, brings all peace upon your life. Are you going to accept today to trade your sorrow, to trade your pain for peace of God? Are you going to say, Jesus Christ, here I am. I'm bringing everything. I'm leaving everything at your feet. Give me peace. Give me peace. And Jesus Christ is ready to give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. Remember, we do not take pride in what we see, but we take pride in the unseen. There are so many things we see, people achieving this, achieving that. Don't take me wrong. I'm not against material things. We need them to survive. But there are certain things we envy, certain things we want to have, but those things do not bring peace. The people who have them, if you knew what they are going through, they want to be out of that situation. But to have the peace of God, people who have material things, they look at you, they envy you, they want to be you, because these people do not sleep at night. These people are having trouble. Wherever they go, they have to look left, right. But you, you have your normal life. You have okay life. Things are going on well. You do not worry. You have the peace of God upon your life. Remember that the Bible says these people, they are like tombs, well maintained outside, but inside it is rotten, because they lack the peace of God, because their mind are controlled by sinful acts, and their mind are only death. That's why they are so suicidal. They are minds that are thinking only of killing themselves. Minds are thinking of things that are not inconsistent with the word of God. But when you receive Jesus Christ, you love him so much, he will give you his peace into your heart. He will give you eternal life and peace. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the source of eternal life for those who obey him. Those who obey him is a source of eternal life. Today, I challenge you to follow Jesus Christ with all your heart so that he can give his peace into your heart. Today, I challenge you to trade your stress, to trade your past, to trade your bitterness, to trade your anger, to trade your jealousy, to trade the hatred you have for the peace of God. Come to Jesus Christ. Receive him as your personal Lord and Savior. Begin to navigate, begin to splash around his word, studying his word, meditating upon his word. You receive his peace in your heart. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you, Jesus Christ, for you say, Lord, when we give, Lord, our problems into your hand, you shall give us your peace into our heart. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, whoever is under the influence of this voice, Lord, I pray that you give them peace in their hearts. I pray that you give them peace in the name of Jesus. Lord, I believe, therefore I pray, by the very same spirit of faith, Lord, I send the word of peace forth in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, remove that sickness, remove that disease, remove that stress, remove that shortcoming, and give them your peace
that surpasses all understanding. Give them your peace that is beyond all understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, those ones are going through disease. Those ones are going through sickness. Lord, I don't know, but you know. I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus that they may know that you've sent me, that they may know that you've handpicked me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I send forth your word. Let them be healed in the name of Jesus. Let them be healed in the name of Jesus. Let them receive salvation. Let them receive a peace in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. May the Lord bless you. And thank you for tuning in. I pray and I ask of you that you share this message to anyone who will be blessed through this message, and the Lord God shall bless you. Remember the things of the Spirit, freely we receive them, freely we give. As you're receiving this message freely, you also pass it away, pass it on to somebody else freely, and the Lord Jesus Christ shall bless you. We thank you for tuning in. May the Lord bless you. Good morning and win today.